Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, we have been saved. In the name of Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen each of us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith.
Amen.
We join together as we sing, "The King Shall Come." Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. A reading from Romans. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, Therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by John in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when John saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Would the children please come forward for the children's sermon?
He was doing that to prepare people for when Jesus came. And right now, our church is in the church season of preparation. Okay, so what are we preparing for? Do you know? We're preparing for Christmas. And besides the Santa Claus situation going on, why is Christmas so important? Exactly. It's the day we celebrate when Jesus was born. Well, at my house, when we have a party, I remember as a little girl doing this too. Mom would say, we have company coming over tonight, so we need to clean the house. And my response was always like, ugh, which meant I had to clean my room. And she didn't mean stuff everything underneath my bed or shove it all in the closet. She wanted it party ready. And so my job always was dusting. And so Mom would sweep the kitchen floor, Mom would mop the kitchen floor, Dad would clean the bathrooms, my sister would pick up her room, I would pick up my room, and then I had to do dusting, and then Chris had to do something else. I can't remember what she had to do. But it's important that we understand that preparing for a guest to come to our house is just as important as preparing for Jesus being born. Rowan, come sit down. Come sit down. She's like, don't talk to me. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Okay. So I have for each one of you, thank you, that's nice. I have each one of you a dust rag, and it says prepare on it. We're not only preparing our homes for Christmas, because now we have Christmas decorations up, I'm sure. I do not have any up at my house yet. That's going to happen today, because I was sick last week. But we have Christmas decorations coming up. There's Christmas shopping happening. People are starting to plan for parties. But we need to be prepared for when Jesus comes, right? We need to prepare our heart for when Jesus comes and our mind for Jesus comes. It's not always about the gifts. I know that's really important. It's important to me too. But we need to remember John the Baptist was preparing people for when Jesus came, and we need to prepare our hearts for when Jesus comes. Okay, so I have one for each of you, but you need to come up here, Rowan, if you want one. Come here. Okay, I have yellow, orange, and green. Green for you. Yellow, orange, or green? Green. Thought she said blue at first. I was going to say that was not an option. Okay. Rowan, do you want yellow, orange, or green? Yellow. Okay. All right, so now each of us have our own dust rag that we can prepare our homes and get things. You want to change because your sister has the same color? Okay, gotcha. I understand. Yellow. Okay. I had a sister like that too. There you go. All right. So now we're going to get ready for our prayer. God loves me. Jesus is our friend, and church is a great place to be. Amen. All right, ladies, thank you for coming.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Introductions to books, introductions to movies, people, introductions at special events are sometimes the only thing that we remember from those events. And lately, I've been hearing an awful lot of folks quoting the introduction to a book that was written probably over 150 years ago, Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Cities. And I've heard people say, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. But that's only part of the quote. The rest of the quote goes like this. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. That kind of quote covers just about everything that's going on in the world today with all of the kinds of craziness and confusion and chaos that goes on everywhere. And when I was a kid, actually not really a kid, but even recently, I always used to watch The Tonight Show. And I used to listen to the people introduce whoever was the host on The Tonight Show. And I kind of got really used to listening to David Letterman's introduction. This is from New York City, the greatest city in the world. It's The David Letterman Show. And then I had to make a switch and try to listen to Stephen Colbert's introduction, which isn't really as good. But my first introduction was the incredible voice of Ed McMahon. Yo, how many of you remember Ed McMahon? Here's Johnny! Can you repeat that? Try it.
Here's Johnny!
Oh, I love it. We could become syndicated. We could go on the road. I do that because we're going to talk about an introduction of another kind and another Johnny. You see, John the Baptist introduces Jesus to the world. He's the one who goes to the River Jordan and claims and asks for repentance from everyone. Repentance. And repentance is not the way in which we always kind of conceive of it, with all of those kinds of crazy little moral things that we want to call into question. Repentance is not about that at all. It's not about those little symptoms of sin that we gather and talk about in our daily lives. Repentance is about something that takes place deep inside you. And it's not easy. And you see, John the Baptist and Jesus both don't want us to focus on the Christmas tree that we're putting up today, or all of the gifts you're trying to buy for all of the people in your family and that you're trying desperately to get right. It's not about just taking care of the needy in the world. All of those things are great things, but John and Jesus want something really more significant and more powerful and more life-changing, because John and Jesus want you to look inside yourself and into your heart. The prayers of the day for Advent start with the phrase, stir up. Get all stirred up inside. And this week, it's stir up your heart. Stir up your heart. Think about what's inside you. Think about what's in your heart. And think about what kind of changes Advent might have for you. When I was in college, I went through a period of time where I was even more lost and confused than I am now. And I was really struggling. The Methodist Church, not the Lutheran Church, but the Methodist Church had one of those all-night come in and pray things going on. And I'll never go in there. And I was wandering around campus. It was probably about 9 or 10 at night. And I was really, my favorite phrase, sucking my thumb up to my elbow. And I was feeling terribly sorry for myself. I was so wrapped up in selfishness and a lack of self-awareness that it was absolutely incredible. So I'm wandering down the street and I went into the church. There was no one there. It was empty. They had some prayer sheets distributed around that you could use to pray about whatever was bothering you. And one of the prayers was a prayer of confession. So I prayed it. And then I added about 250 other things that I needed to confess. And then I started to cry. And when I was done confessing and crying, I got up and I left. And what I left behind was my selfishness, my self-righteousness. And I left behind all of the things for which I needed to be forgiven. You see, our greatest sins are the sins of selfishness, a lack of being able to forgive the people in our lives. And that's what Jesus and John want us to think about. Think about those words again. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke of when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, open yourself up and open your heart up to changing." You see, repentance is not something we can think about intellectually. It's something we have to feel deep inside. A few years ago, I found a very simple line that for me defines repentance. Stir up the gift of God in your heart. Think about that. Stir up the gift of God that is in each and every one of us. Stir it up and open your arms to receive once again the wonder of what that gift is and what it means. And when we do that, we can begin to forgive again and love again when we stir up our hearts to the gift of God in each of us. Amen. And now, as I reminded you earlier, we're going to sing two verses of the hymn of the day, People Look East, verses 1 and 2, and it's on 248 in your hymnal. Oh, please rise.
Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, Let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of promise, your reign has come near. Call your people to the way of repentance and inspire your church to bear fruit in the world through acts of faithful service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, we pray for the wolf and the lamb, the lion and the calf, and all species whose lives are intertwined. Repair and preserve our ecosystems, that all life on earth may be sustained. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the nations, teach those with power and privilege to serve the vulnerable. Give to all leaders wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, and a heart of compassion for the world you so love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the poor, set the tables of abundance in all places where hands are empty, where stomachs ache with hunger, and where hearts and minds suffer pain. Feed and heal all who are in need, especially those we name before you, either in silence or aloud. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, renew in your people all joy and peace in believing, especially those facing anxiety, depression, or alienation. Guide this community of faith to welcome one another, just as Christ has welcomed us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of eternal life, you promise to take away our sin and gather us in your care forever. We give thanks for those who now rest from their labors on earth, freed from pain and the power of death. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
You hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation that in each day and hour we may love and serve our neighbors. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Which piece is it? I don't know if I may have kids in town.
Okay, let me know.
Okay, I will. Thank you. We continue our worship as we share with God what God has first shared with us through our offering.
Giver of everything good, we set before you the gifts that you have already given to sustain our lives and to share with others. Help us to be good stewards of the earth and all that's in it, and let our lives be a testimony to the abundant feast you prepare for all who hunger. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all of the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same manner also, when the meal was finished, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Come and receive them, for the table has been prepared just for you. All are welcome. Mary, may the Lord bless you always. May you always know how special you are as a child of God. And may you always be blessed in doing the ministries that you do that change the world in which you live. Eat the body of our Lord, truly and perfectly given just for you. Christ given for you. Body of our Lord. This is the true and perfect body of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, preciously and truly given just for you. Georgie, the body of our Lord given for you. Michael, the body of Christ given for you. for you. Thank you. The body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the body of our Lord. The body of Christ given for you. And lay the body of our Lord given for you. Joel, take and eat the body of our Lord. Marcy, the body of Christ given for you. Lay the body of our Lord. Given for you, and body of Christ for you, take and eat. Body of Christ for you, Sue. Large the body of Christ given for you. Nita, the body of our Lord given for you. Carol, the body of Christ. Bert, Felix, the body of Christ given for you. Esther, the body of our Lord given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you, Carol. Annie Laurie, the body of our Lord. Thank you.
body of our Lord given for you. Donna, the body of our Lord given for you.
God of abundance, we give you thanks that this holy meal you have invited us to feast with you and one another. May the taste of your love remain with us, and may our words and our work in your name invite others into your bountiful grace. Send us from your table to proclaim your presence, even as we await the glorious coming of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen. May God, who gathers us in love, lead each of us in paths of righteousness and justice. May God, who knows us more deeply than we know ourselves, lead us in pathways of forgiveness and freedom. May God, who fills us with good things, lead us in pathways of equity and abundance. And now may the blessing of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon each of us and remain with us forever.
Amen.
We conclude our worship as we sing together, "Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding."
Thank you.
Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
That's all right. Thank you very much. You did a great job.